welcome to the Mr. Sal's Podcast and At Season 4, Episode 33, the week that was for April 3rd, 2023. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. In this episode, we review the week that was for April 3rd, 2023. We read a student email, review the week that was a very short week, preview the upcoming week, which will also be short. I'm going to drink some coffee, tell a dad joke. All of this, maybe more, maybe less, in this week's top-rated and award-winning Somewhere on the Internet episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast and That. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. Student email of the week comes from name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. It begins, Mr. Sal, do we really have to watch the videos on rock and roll and other music you posted in class right before break? Well, name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. In a word, yes. We will be working with those videos for an assignment, but you will have time to view them again in class when we return, but you're not going to have a lot of time. I gave you time in class before break to watch the videos. We're going to do some writing based on those videos. I hope this answers your questions. Remember, you too can submit emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology. Put the phrase student email of the week in the subject line, then your question or comments in the body of the email or message. Not only do you get enrichment points for your effort, but you get your email read on this highly popular and award-winning Somewhere on the Internet podcast. So I hope that answers your question, and please keep those emails coming in. We're going to begin with the week in review segment. It was a very short week. It was 2 days. That was it. Started the week with a quiz on the Vietnam video that you guys were to watch and take notes on last week in class. That was an e-quiz through Schoology. We're bringing those back. You get your grades a lot sooner. You got a 5 out of 5 in participation points for working with me as I experimented with a new tool to be allowed to let you guys work on the quizzes without you jumping from screen to screen. So we did that on Monday. That took a good chunk of time out of the class. And then Tuesday, we finished the week with some Wakelet information on the beat generation. We also watched some rock and roll clips and discussed rock and roll and the other forms of music from the 50s. We mixed in there some of the popular television shows of that era. And I gave you an example of those on Monday. Some of the police shows, the cowboy shows, what the special effects from science fiction were. So we watched that on Monday and Tuesday, and that wrapped up a very short week. So we'll get into what we're going to be doing next week here in a little bit after a few more things. Be right back after this musical interlude. Oh, my bad. I forgot to mention that a copy of the Prezi notes and the Wakelet notes will be posted in the Google Drive folder, linked to the Schoology class homepage for each period. Forgot to tell you that, and I apologize. It is now time for the optional enrichment assignment. And this week's optional enrichment assignment goes to the 1950s music. Out of the video clips I showed you in class, which version of which song is your favorite? This is limited. The first person in each period that comes to me with an answer or message me via Schoology or email will get the enrichment points. What out of the versions on the Wakelet that's posted in Schoology, which song and by which artist or group is your favorite version of that song? You have to give me one song out of all the songs. What's your favorite and which group gives you your favorite version? So that is the optional enrichment assignment for this week. Once again, it is short, it is sweet, it is limited time, once one person in your class, period.
Now everybody
gives me that answer.
Time for your
shut
favorite
off for everyone else.
Part of the podcast
so,
and mine.
Hope
the
to hear
dad
from you soon.
Joke of the week.
This week's dad joke of the week comes from thedad.com. When geese fly in V formation, why is one side longer? Anybody? Anyone? There are more geese on that side. Ba-dum-tsh. Thank you very much. This week's dad joke of the week comes from thedad.com. Okay,
when
so
geese,
next week, we're coming back from spring break. We're off Monday. We start class Tuesday. Next week, what we're going to do, we are going to practice for the civics assessment. You'll be taking that later in the week. I'm not sure if it'll be Thursday or Friday of next week. So we'll be doing that civics assessment. And from there in between, we're also going to be doing some work with the rock and roll songs from the Wakelet. We'll be doing a couple different exercises with those, so please hope you watch them in class. You'll have a little bit of time when we come back on Tuesday to watch over those, and we will go from there. It'll be individual work, by the way. We're doing a lot of individual work moving forward, and you might pair up, but it'll be an individual grade. So short and sweet preview for next week because we have a short week. So I hope that enlightens you a bit. And we're going to be wrapping up this podcast soon, right after this brief musical break. Announcements are as follows. Career portfolios were due last month. If you don't have them in, please make sure you get them in. You need those for graduation. Check out the What's Up New Brighton internet show. It's informative, it's fun, it's student run. We have our club meetings the third Tuesday of each month. We also have a TikTok channel. Check those out. You know, you can check out ebooks anytime, whether Mrs. Berger's in the school or if she's in the middle school, over breaks, over the summer. Ask Mrs. Berger for details, and we still have colleges coming and trade schools coming to New Brighton Area High School for college visits. Check those out. Get some information. See what you might want to do when you grow up. So from there, we're going to slide right into the end of the podcast where I want to mention several things. The first is the ideas, jokes, comments on this podcast are of my own and not any other entity or organization. If you like something, let me know. If you're not happy with something, please send constructive criticism my way. It's appreciated. I'd like to mention several organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. The first is PAECT, Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the globe, and the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on at PAACT, interview interesting guests, share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAACT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and anywhere you find great podcasts. PAACT Pod comes at you the first and third Tuesday of every month, 7 p.m. PAACT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. The second is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone or go to 211.org on any internet-connected device to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. I've added the website 511PA to this list. It's a great resource for travelers, especially this time of year, or you can just dial 511 on your phone. It will give you a list of road closures, driving conditions, has live traffic cams if you're on the internet to show the driving conditions on state highways and interstates around Pennsylvania. Also shows you where the snow plows are. Hopefully we don't need those anymore. I've used this resource multiple times when traveling. Check it out. That wraps up this week's show. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. Trying a new format today. We are trying Soundtrap. So this is strictly an audio podcast. No video. This will probably come out a little bit later because of that. Just got the access as I stutter over this. Access to this new tool. Trying to see if it works. Works better. So we'll go from there.